Paige! Paige! Ow! Oh, I hope that vase wasn't important. The plaque says that it was from the Ming Dynasty. Oh, I'm sure that wasn't that long ago. I can just buy another one. Anyway, Paige! Paige! Ah, there you are. Come quickly, I need you right now. No, don't worry about the vase. I'll just get some servant to clean it up. Oh, don't bother with it. It's only from the Ming Dynasty. I'm sure that my father is friends with the Mings. I think we had them over for dinner once. Or was that the Matthews? Oh, no matter. I'm sure it's replaceable. Anyway, we have more important matters to attend to. I can't wait to tell you the news. Oh, can you guess? No, I'm not finally taking Latin classes like Father wants. I already know how to ballroom dance. What's the point in learning how to salsa? What? No, Latin isn't a language. It's a style of dance that includes salsa, mambo, merengue, rumba, bachata, bomba, plena. Oh, and something called tango, too, whatever the hell that is. Oh, it's a language, too? Well then, who speaks it? How can it be a language if nobody speaks it? What about silence? Is that a language? Does my father want me to take silent lessons, too? Actually, wait. Yeah, he probably would. Don't tell him I said that. After all, I wouldn't want to become boring and stuffy like him. Yeah. I know he's dying or whatever. And I would be sympathetic, but the man's been dying for 10 years. My emotions are a bit spent at this point. Heck, two of the professional mourners I hired to grieve on my behalf have died before he has. Wait, three. No, never mind. It was only two. Another one had to take maternity leave. But she's expected to be back next week. I hope she brings the kid with her. The group's been lacking a decent crier ever since Gladys passed. What? I lack the capacity to grieve for him myself, so I'm paying people to do it. They do a decent enough job, minus the whole dying thing. Honestly, I don't know what you expect. I've only met the man twice, and one of those times was my mother's funeral. Once she was gone, he left me to be raised by tutors and nannies. Besides, he was ever so kind enough to inform me at her funeral that princes don't cry. So I have no intention of crying at his. It's how he'd want it anyway. Now, please allow me to be my dastardly, charmingly playful self before the old man finally kicks the bucket, and I have to spend the rest of my days listening to magistrates yammer on about crop yields. I know. Heavy's the hand that rules the kingdom, or whatever. But with any luck, he'll keep dying for another 10 years. And my head will remain as light as it is now. What? Oh, shut up. Anyway, you still haven't guessed what I was going to tell you. Come on, guess. No, I wasn't going to tell you whether that professional mourner had a boy or a girl. Although it was a boy, incidentally. Born 8 pounds and 3 ounces. His name is Charlie. Yes, her first. And they're both in good health. Oh, you know, I was thinking about visiting them this afternoon. But that'll have to wait until after I tell you my big news. Thought you were going to distract me, didn't you? But as clever as you are, I couldn't forget this if I tried. Okay, ready to hear it? Okay. I've just met the woman that I'm going to marry. Okay, well, I more saw her than met her. I was just glancing out the window and I saw her walk by. But I thought that she was perfect. And I'm sure that she'll make a wonderful wife. I didn't just think she was beautiful. I fell in love with her. What? Yes, that's possible. Haven't you ever heard of love at first sight? Oh, honestly. It's in all the books. Handsome Prince falls in love with a common girl? Something about pumpkins and midnight? Ringing any bells? Yes, yes, I know life isn't always like a children's story. But that doesn't mean it never can be. Some people might still fall in love at first sight, even if not everybody does. And I already know that I love her, and you can't convince me otherwise. Yeah, I guess she doesn't love me yet, because she hasn't even seen me. But she's bound to like me, right? I am the Crown Prince, after all. I just need to have her look at me. The second she looks at me, she'll know. She'll know whether she loves me or not. Yes, I know, she's likely already seen my portrait. Practically every woman in this kingdom has already seen my portrait. But it's not the same looking at a picture. You can't judge a person's soul the same way when their eyes are merely paint and canvas. What? I can be profound occasionally, you know? Anyway, I have to find her. If I find her, then I'll be able to know for sure. But admittedly, finding her would be a little easier if I knew her name. But no matter, there are other ways of sorting these things out. Huh. I guess in the stories, the prince normally has the girl's shoe or something. And we haven't got anything like that. But that's okay, because I could never forget what she looked like. Actually, now that I think about it, it's unclear why the prince in the stories would even need a shoe. You'd think that he'd just be able to remember her face after a night of dancing with her. Okay, you're right. Maybe fairy tales don't offer the best guidelines for real life. But if this is my one chance at love, I'm not missing it. We just need a plan to find her. What? Yeah, I guess we could hold a fancy ball here for all the beautiful maidens to attend. But that would interrupt the professional mourners, and I don't want to throw off their routine. They work hard enough as it is. So I guess the next best thing is just to start knocking on doors. Unless you have a better plan? I didn't think so. All right, come on. Yes, we're starting now. I don't want to keep my true love waiting.
Oh, let's start at Betty and Charlie's house. I want to give the little tyke the stuffed tiger I bought him.